No. That's okay. Yeah. No. I understand. Here's how it works. Whenever I did, they want to know if they're going to get deported if they do the expatriation. You hope they do, because when you expatriate out of the corporate United States going into Republic of Nevada, you're here. So where are they going to deport you? Back here. So I don't see a problem, you know. So that's it. But if I was a diplomat from Israel, like I was, I actually would be deported to Israel. All of a sudden, I'd be in Israel. I wouldn't want that. But I did. I did that Israel thing because my ancestors go back to Abram. You know who Abram is? Abraham? Well, I guess most of your people go back to Abraham. So that's how that works. Huh? Well, that's why I did my thing with Israel, because I went clear back to there. Any more questions? Yes, sir.
Usually when you go to get a job or employment, they require two forms of identification.
Oh, damn. Forgot about that.
I mean,
yeah, let me tell you how that works. Okay, here's my first form of identification. Okay, it's got my picture in it. Okay, and that's not a problem. My second, it cost me $15 to get this, but my second form is that. See? That's my identification card. Now, let me tell you about identification card. This is coming. It's not here yet. About a month ago, Mr. Roberts travels and gets everybody out of jail. There was five people in jail. Hess was one of them. Okay? The other four, he went in, and one of them was in jail 400 days, and he found out about it, and he said, I'll just go get him out. And he went into the jailhouse, and he started talking to him, and he wrote up, Roberts don't type. He don't have a computer. So by hand, he wrote up an identification card. He walked out of jail with that fella. He was there 400 days. So the fellas, all of them were pissed off because he was in jail. He said, well, if you want to have some fun, I'll give you the documents, and why don't you sue him and put a lien against him? He says, you won't collect any money, but you'll sure have a lot of fun. So he gave him documents, and all four of them guys put a lien against the people that had him in jail. But when he's coming up with the identification card, I use this identification card. I use this as my second. Rice McLeod, what he does is he has a bunch of these, and he gives this to him. He says, I need another identification. He just pulls the same thing out of his wallet and says, here's another one. That's Rice McLeod. Yes. Oh, let's go clear in the back first. Well, here's how I feel, and I feel strongly. You don't give their driver's license back to them. You keep your driver's license to home. In case you have an accident, how do they know that you're a competent driver? Well, I used to be a driver. Here's evidence of it, but I don't hold that card anymore because it's not mine. But in your cancelator, where you send it to the court, it comes back. I just didn't re-enter it in my book because I don't want it in my book. But I could have left it in my books to show that I am a competent driver, and that's what it is. As long as you had one, they still have it on record. They stopped it, but it's still on record, so you're canceling it. You want to make sure that it goes off the record. Well, they don't take it off the record. They just don't do that. But in that document that I give that Mr. Griswold says, if you don't take it off the record and ever abuses me and comes after me, you was told to get it off the record, and now I'm going to come after you because you didn't take it off the record. And that's what that is. So if it's been canceled, that's fine. I don't care. You had one. You're a competent driver because you drove for years. I drove for 40 years on this driver's license that I have. Did that answer the question? I don't know. Probably not. Yeah. Well, let me stop you right there. You, as a sovereign, you cannot be a driver. Now, go ahead. Because that puts you in their jurisdiction. You're a traveler. He's right. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Then go down and do it. No. If you have a regular driver's license, you give it back. If you do it for your job, while you're working on your job, you're not a sovereign. You're within their jurisdiction, so you're using their license. And Mr. Roberts apologized for having to do that to you, but that's what you have to do. That's the way you do it. So you go ahead and renew it in 4 years. I can't take that away from you, but you're using it to make money on the government road. So because of that, you have to, you have, just like if I was a taxi driver, or if I, chauffeur, if people paid, and this was a question that you asked, if somebody paid me to drive, I'm now under their jurisdiction because now I'm a driver. I'm getting paid on their highways to drive. But other than that, I'm not under their jurisdiction because I'm a traveler and I don't charge to use the streets. That's who pays the taxes on the streets and the gas, and that's who pays for everything. I don't pay for that. And once you're in the country, once you're a sovereign, if you go to Texas and you don't want to send your kids to school, go to a county that don't have schools. It's up to you folks as a sovereign whether you're going to have schools or not. You vote on it, and 25 people can't tell me what to do. They can all vote, and then they come up with something. But if I don't want to do it, I don't have to do it. I don't have to participate because I'm my own person. Yeah, but I have the documents. That's correct. But they're not going to take it off the documents anyhow. We tell them to take it off the documents. They don't remove it. They won't spend that 10 minutes to do that. I went in the bank not too long ago, a couple days ago, and I says, "Bank, you have a bank account with me, and your records are wrong." "What do you mean our records are wrong?" "Well, they're wrong. You have a Social Security number in there. I don't have one." "Well, everybody has a Social Security number. I don't." And I give her my documents. I showed her my documents. It went up to the, it went up to their lawyers and so forth. Now what I have instead of my Social Security number is this. And they can't track me with that. So that's my passport number. Oh, heck, what is it?
Yeah, but that's your straw man's account.
Yeah, it's my straw man's. But I don't want them to be able to look at my money and track me and so forth. They can take money out of my account if they know who I am. But now they can't take it out of my account because IRS can't find me and stuff like that. It's... And the account's in my name and my wife's name. So if they take money out of my account, how do they know it's my money or my wife's money? They can't tell. So they can't take my wife's money.
Well,
so
you did that trust indenture. Why didn't you get an EIN number?
I don't want an EIN number. Yeah.
What bank?
Oh, Washington Mutual.
Yeah. That was quite... You know, I tried to get bank accounts the last couple of days. I've been trying to open some bank accounts. And they refused to do it in one bank.
Yeah. Right.
Unusual circumstance, which is not material.
Right.
What I found out is that they made a phone call now under the new Patriot law.
Mm-hmm.
That phone call, she turned to me and says, "Hey, you tried to get a bank account someplace else."
That's correct.
Keeping a master record.
Right.
Every time you walk
in. Right. And with the paperwork that we're doing, Robert has already written us a one-page trust. He has two trusts. One-page trust. And being you're a sovereign, you will be able to walk in almost every bank. Because if I go in the bank and say, "I want to open a bank account, I don't have a Social Security number," they'll say goodbye. But you give them the one, that's right. You give them this one-page trust that he wrote up, and they'll say, "Okay." And you walk out, and you won't even have to sign the signature card.
Harry, is that on the disk?
No, not yet. Like I say, there's 75 papers and so forth, 75 programs. If I gave you all 75 programs, and I have given a lot of people probably in this room all the programs that I have, but then they call back and says, "This is so hard, I can't never do this." So it scares the heck out of them. Yeah. So I'll give you this disc, and you do the paperwork. Then I'll give you disc two. Then I'll give you disc three. Then, there's a then. Also, you get a living trust. I don't believe in a lot of trust because I don't need them. I don't need to hide anything that I own from anybody. But this living trust is for your people that's under you, your children and so forth. Because right now, if you're not a sovereign, you die, they do an autopsy and they get a medical report and all that baloney. A sovereign, they can't do that. You just get two names and sign off and you're dead and that's it.